And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's another puzzling decision by the General Assembly this year. Lawmakers ended state funding for driver's education in public schools beginning in 2015. That means the already strapped local school systems will have to pick up the cost, and most likely they will be forced to pass that cost along to parents who will have to come up with a $300 to help their kids learn how to drive. One advocacy group says that will mean that more than a third of eligible students won't enroll in driver's ed and won't get their license until they are 18, when they can take the state driver's test without having taken a driver's ed course. Wealthy kids will get their driver's licenses before poor kids whose parents cannot afford to pay for a class that schools should offer for free. Something is very wrong here. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.